With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. The position of Chief of Police in St. Ignatius is a revolving door of officers who never stay in town for long. Down the road from the police station, at the Old Timer Cafe, St. Ignatius Mayor Charles Garapi sits at the end of the counter. He's wearing a Harley Davidson t-shirt, a camo Leonard Skinner hat, and drinking a large glass of iced tea. Garapi says his town is too small to attract cops who want a career in law enforcement.
It's kind of been this. We send them to school, and they work for a little while, and then they find something with better pay, and they just leave. I mean, that's how it's been for quite a while here.
St. Ignatius is a place where people try to make a living, with no illusion that it's a place to make a fortune. In the 12 years Garapi has been mayor or on city council here, he's seen over a dozen people come and go as the St. Ignatius police chief. So many cops come through this town, the people have a hard time remembering all their names. Jim and Julie Buckhard own the Old Timers Cafe.
What's the dude's name now?
Matt.
Matt seems to have come here. He's already trained. He likes it here. me as a businessman, he's been in here. He's been friendly. I really feel that he's someone that came here with an interest in the town. You know, not just a job.
Matt Conley, who's from Browning, stepped in as chief of police in May. On a patrol drive through town, Conley said he decided to pursue a career in law enforcement when he was 16. He was resisting arrest and got punched in the face by a cop.
So come health class day, it was career day, and we were all kind of joking around what everybody wanted to be. Well, the teacher asked me, "What do you want to be, Matthew?" And I said, "Well, I want to be a cop," and everybody started laughing. He said, "Why is that?" I said, "You can't beat him, we might as well join him."
He got his start with the Blackfeet Tribal Police Drug Unit and attended the Indian Police Academy in New Mexico. Conley moved on to work with the Bureau of Indian Affairs and spent time in Washington and North and South Dakota.
I just got tired of the always on the road. I worked 6 and 7 12 hour shifts. I was never ever home, and my wife was like, "You need to find something else. We need you home."
He moved back to Glacier County to work for the Sheriff's Department, doing a lot of coroner calls.
That's what kind of got to me, was the coroner calls. It just started bugging me after a time.
When Conley got laid off from the Blackfeet tribe last August, the department told him his position ran out of funding. His wife and kids were living in Pablo when he got the news he was out of a job. So, becoming St. Ignatius police chief gave Conley the opportunity to work closer to his family. And that's important to a man who spent a decade on the road, working with drug units and making morgue visits. He says he likes the pace of life here, and the move to a small town was worth what St. Ignatius could afford to pay him.
The way I look at it is, it's a job. I mean, I'm not here to be rich. I never ever thought I'd be rich being a cop. I mean, if I wanted to be rich, I'd have stayed in the family business and raised cows. That's where the money's at. No, I like doing what I do. It's a fulfilling job.
There are only about 900 people in St. Ignatius, and not all of them pay taxes that support law enforcement salaries because a lot of tribal members live in the town.
It's a small town. They don't have a lot of tax revenue, I don't think. You know, and then I'm sure they're going to deal with other stuff such as roads, water, sewer. Winter time, I'm sure they're running their snowplows constantly and stuff like that.
Ideally, Conley would like to have 8 cops in town, more than enough to give St. Ignatius 24-hour protection. Right now, there are only 2 full-time positions in the police department. Mayor Garapi says the community wants more police, but enticing cops to the area with higher pay isn't likely.
Just talking to the public, you know, you can tell when it's not going to fly. I mean, they just don't want to spend the money.
Inside the Old Timer Cafe, the breakfast is cheap and good and served with jam and a side of ketchup. Everyone who walks in acts like they've entered an extension of their own home. St. Ignatius is a place where people wonder who that new face is in town and take pride in the idea that home is something you don't often move away from.
Oh yeah, we've tried everything we can, and it's just, part of it's the people in the community. Now, like Matt, he's fitting in very well. People really like him, and I'm praying to God he's here for quite a while. He seems to be doing a really good job. You know, there's others that either the community don't think they're friendly enough, or they did something and they pretty much push till they leave, or, you know, it's different reasons.
Garapi says the only complaints he's received about Conley are from people who didn't like being arrested. Conley is still looking for a house for his family in the area. They're looking to buy a home, not rent. Mayor Garapi likes the sound of that. He's optimistic that Conley is here to stay. But he's been told that before, right before the town lost their chief of police to a bigger city with better pay. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.